This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, another exciting hour on the DJB show. So is it exciting conversation or just an exciting show? Which way do we focus on excitement here in a manner of speaking? Hopefully it's not pedantic excitement. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here with Doug Steffen. Jennifer is under the weather, so here we go. We're under oath. She's under the weather. Right? I feel like we are under oath in the manner of speaking. We always want to speak our truth, right? So when they hold up the Bible, they solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I think
that's what we do.
I think facts fit their bill better than the truth. I think they should change that because everybody's truth is different, right? It may be that you see things differently, so this is my truth, and that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be your truth, but you'd like to think that the truth was the truth, but it isn't. It's not really. For example, Groundhog Day was it yesterday or Saturday? When was Groundhog Day? It was yesterday.
Sunday.
So this is Monday, the 3rd of February. So the 2nd, February 2nd, is Groundhog Day. Did he or didn't he or she? I think there are different sexes. Punxsutawney Phil changes every year, whatever kind of wild rat they can find around a stick in the hole, that's what comes out. So did the groundhog, that's a nice way of putting it, groundhog.
The name of it.
Yeah, that's what it is. Predicts an early spring, and actually
woodchucks. We call groundhog, around my neck of the woods on the farm, we call them woodchucks, same animal. What did the woodchuck say?
Punxsutawney Phil predicted an early spring.
Really?
And Staten Island Chuck actually has a better track record, and he also predicted an early spring.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully that's what we'll get, because at least here in New Jersey, it hasn't been a bad winter at all,
no.
Really.
I was talking to a guy who's in the snow plowing business on Saturday, and he's had a horrible year. And
yeah,
he has dozens of trucks that he hires out to the state and to private parking lots, you know, because you don't think about it. We sort of take all of these things for granted. But if you've got a huge parking lot, a huge building, those things, it takes a lot of time to keep them clear and very expensive. Most of that equipment is $100 an hour or more. And so this guy had 25 trucks that he hired out to the state and to municipalities and that sort of stuff. And they've been sitting there most of the year. So they're just not that much snow. It was 45 here on the farm yesterday, up to 50 today. I'm betting where you are, it'll be warmer than that even.
I think
Victoria,
it's going to be about 53 today.
Yeah. And what's the temperature supposed to get to down in Washington, Kara?
About 10 degrees warmer
yeah,
than they usually.
Yeah, it was like 45 when I left this morning, so I'm very happy about it today.
So it could be the temperature here equals, it'll be about 65 or 70 in Los Angeles when I get back there tonight. That's the norm for this time of year. I haven't had a lot of rain. Usually February, it's January and February are the rainy times, so we'll see where that goes. But anyway, early spring is okay with most under the circumstances, as long as it isn't a wet spring, because the wet spring really affects the farmers negatively, and we've had so much negative impact for all kinds of reasons, weather and other things, the last 3 or 4 years. Be nice to have a nice, fresh, strong start to all this, especially when we keep looking at all of the other negatives that are around. Virus here, virus there. So what's the latest, if you have an update in terms of the reality of what people ought to be doing, Victoria, what's the scoop?
Yeah, well, the coronavirus has now, in the U.S., we have 11 confirmed cases. California added 3 more over the weekend. So California has 6 cases, and then 5 other cases are spread out around the country. And so the latest one was very late on Sunday. A man who had recently traveled back from Wuhan, China, and his wife, They were confirmed to both have the virus, and so when they got off the plane in San Francisco, they were screened and had no symptoms and were found to be healthy. However, the very next day, the man developed symptoms, a cough and low-grade fever. His wife, a few days after that, began showing symptoms as well. So they have both kind of quarantined themselves. They are both staying at home, and so naturally, you know, Santa Clara County officials are involved and making sure, you know, checking on them and making sure that they're okay. So it's, you know, I guess it's amazing that everybody who it's incredible. It's 60 million people in China are under this lockdown.
Yep.
And like you said earlier, you know, kids are not in school and
everything's closed.
Restaurants are closed, and you know, it's just, yeah, I don't know how long it's going to last. If you do get this coronavirus, I don't know if it has the same length that a typical flu has. I don't know if we know yet how long people have the symptoms for, but it looks like people at least are being responsible, and they are being screened at San Francisco especially and at JFK. Those are probably the two biggest hubs for Chinese Americans or Chinese nationals. So I'm sure we're just going to keep seeing more and more of these cases as it gets passed around from person to person.
Yep. There are a lot of people in China who were first involved, not only doctors. I've looked into this a little bit more because earlier on I said that the doctors who warned the government and the public as to the impending problem were put in jail in China and are still there. One wonders about that and their system. So I was just sort of, you know, we have the access to all this information, so I was just kind of nosing around in a number of different forums as to what goes on. The Chinese system, we know, is certainly way more conservative than ours is. What happens to you if you're caught doing certain things? You can be killed for a lot of offenses. Just firing squad, they just shoot you. They don't have the same justice system by any stretch of the imagination that we do, or the West, most of the countries in the West. They have it's a top-down, the defendant's wrong until he or she can prove that they're right. And they don't have a lot of jails because they basically, if you're offensive to the public good, then you are eliminated. And that means they shoot you. That's basically it. Over there's not a lot of crime, at least not in the big cities, because of that. When you go out into the rural areas of China, everybody's for themselves. It's like the Wild West when you go west of the major cities. Most of the major cities are on the East Coast and down in the South. But you go inland 1,000 miles, and it's no man's land, man. So, you know, comparing their system, we do so much comparing, looking at, I remember I told you last week about that, movie that I saw, American Factory, about the Chinese company that came in and bought that factory, the old GM factory down in Dayton, and what happened there. It's learning about these people and what they're all about. That is very important. They look at our system and they laugh at it because they don't think we have an effective justice system. And you see that every once in a while as well. We don't have, I mean, I don't know. When you look at the results of people and the recidivism in China versus America, pretty much everybody, what was the stat I used last week? Do you remember? Was it 96% of the people that go to jail are repeat offenders? Something, some astronomical number. And they just don't have that in some of these other countries. Would we rather have the system that we have where there's so much repeat crime, or would we rather have the justice system that they have in China where there isn't? People don't worry about crime over there as much as we do here. Look at the size of the municipal jails. There's a new jail being built here in my hometown because there's so many people that are in jail. In Massachusetts, there are 3,000 people in jail, and this is changing. The number changes every day. Around the country, 720,000 people a day. So, think of that.
It's nuts.
Huh?
It's crazy.
It is. So does this impact our criminal justice system? A lot of people, millions of people every year go through this system. The soaring jail population that we have here, jail policy, the people who are detained and how they're detained before their trials. Is there really still a feeling of you're innocent until you're proven guilty? I don't think that's the case with a lot of law enforcement, frankly. I think
well, not when
assumption.
You see so many cases of people sitting in jail and then they only get released with DNA evidence exonerates them. It's crazy. Yeah.
Seems to be. Passing of Mary Higgins Clark, the author. She's written a lot of suspense movies, 92 years of age. Her publisher confirmed her death. Clark's death was peaceful, surrounded by her family. Queen of Suspense, that was her moniker. She had 40 or so best-selling suspense novels. You ever read any of them, ladies?
Mm-hmm. I've read a few.
Which ones did you like?
I don't remember. The Beach Reads.
Yeah, they're like the Harlequin novels, that kind of stuff, right?
No, they're mysteries.
In a sense. Well, I know, but I mean they're kind of fast reads, are they?
Yeah. Yeah. But I thought you meant, like, romance novels. They're not.
No.
They're not.
No, I didn't mean that, no. Female protagonist triumphing in dangerous situations, so the publisher says. 100 million copies of her books in print in the United States. So she had pretty prolific. Isn't it interesting? You wonder sometimes how people get started doing that. What was the first thing that she wrote? How was she encouraged to do what she did? That's what I'd love to know. I'd love to have been able to hear a story from people like, don't you think that's fascinating? How was it that you know, who was the first person to recognize, was it a teacher, that you were really good at writing and you wanted, you know, you sort of kept going and somebody else saw? A lot of these things happen by accident, you know. It's not like that she set out to be the author of 40 best-selling suspense novels. It just kind of happened. You wonder that of Stephen King or any of these people that are around. I suppose it's like music as well, right? Any talent, you know, how did I...
Apparently, I'm just looking her up on Wikipedia. Apparently, she began writing at a very early age, and she was a secretary and a copy editor, and she worked for Pan American Airlines as a stewardess back then.
Really?
The stewardesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, so she started writing from an early age, and her debut novel was 51 of her books. All of her books were all bestsellers. That's pretty impressive.
That is
not
impressive.
Even have a flop, not one.
Yeah. Good for her. Congratulations and a life well lived. If she lived to 92, that's pretty good age, right? 92.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
pretty sure I heard a long time ago that she was the Mary Higgins Clark was the inspiration for Murder, She Wrote.
You know what? I think I heard that too now that you mentioned it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. I think you're right about that. If you have high credit card bills as a result of your high spending over the holidays and you're all really worked up about it, well, let me have the folks at Credit Card Debt Hotline say hi to you. You can get a hi and a hello and a lot of free advice at 800-560-6760. So why don't you call that number now? Reduce the payments that you have. Right, I'm just paying my bills today, looking at all that stuff and thinking, oh, that'd be interesting to pay that. Well, if you're having a hard time with all of it, then get a little help. Credit Card Debt Hotline, 800-560-6760. That's pretty much, you know, when you get down to the bottom line, doesn't the name of the company say it all? The Credit Card Debt Hotline. They want to help you with your payments. They're a fraction of what you owe. You want to get the advice, get the info, call 800-560-6760.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It keeps me awake, the look on your face the moment you heard the news. You're screaming inside and frozen in time. You did
the well-known sound of Taylor Swift here at 23, almost 24 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you with the music of this lady who certainly has had major impact on the music scene, the entertainment scene in her young life. Her documentary, Miss Americana, available now on Netflix. I actually wanted to watch this.
This is on my list to see as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You go to the movie, you can see it in the movies in a couple of places. I'll probably see it when I'm in Los Angeles. It's easier to see stuff there than it is here on the East Coast. She's shared a lyric video for a brand new song, which is just for the film. It's called Only the Young, and we're listening to that now. Track follows her recent political awakening, documented in the movie, making reference to election night 2016, as well as the school shooting epidemic that rocked our country over the past decade. Miss Americana follows Miss Swift's retreat from the spotlight following a series of controversies, including her refusal to endorse Hillary Clinton until late in the election cycle. Why would anybody care about that?
Well, she got a lot of flack from, I guess, her fans for not coming out and
women?
Making, yeah,
politically.
I think people are still allowed to have private feelings about politics, but I guess, you know, yeah.
Yeah,
she got flack for that.
Lana Wilson, who's the director of all this stuff, says much of her focus was on portraying the pressure Swift had been under to be a nice girl in the public eye since she became famous as a teenager. Ms. Wilson said, quote, I think girls in our society are taught that other people's approval is of paramount importance to their self-worth. I think that's true, for sure. Yeah. I really related to those questions. Was I nice enough? Do they like me? Are people angry at me? When I heard Taylor verbalize that, I thought it would be so comforting and relatable to so many women to know that even if you're a celebrity at the highest level, you have those questions. I think that's also
quite accurate. Yeah, I've heard the documentary. It's a really interesting look into what it's like to not only be a pop star and behind the scenes, but Taylor Swift especially. Yeah. I don't know. I think because she spent so long. Like, a lot of people's problem with her personally is because it always seems like she's kind of playing the victim. And I think maybe that stems from because she spent so much time just trying to do the right thing in everyone's eyes. And, like, that's basically impossible to do.
Yeah,
so,
can't please everybody.
Yeah, herself, I don't know. I hope that she really kind of figures out who she is now. Because, I don't know, I like those artists the best. People like Adele and Beyonce and stuff like that who seem to really know who they are as people. I think that Taylor Swift will become even more successful.
I think that's true about you and the people you know, Karen, as well.
What, that we...
You look to celebrities and that stuff, but what about you and how you're figuring things out? Maybe that's why this is... There's a relative
relatable.
It definitely
relatable.
Is. I mean, yes, for me and probably every other woman and maybe guys, too, in their 20s, you're trying to figure out who the heck you are and what you want to do. And I'm lucky enough to not have to do that in the spotlight. I can't imagine being Taylor Swift or someone else.
I'm in my 70s. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, how do you figure that out when everyone's judging you at all times? That's hard.
Right. Exactly.
And then you're saying you look too fat or you look too thin.
Yeah.
Right.
Just all of that.
Probably
and of everything else.
Yeah. Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, SpaceX, made his money with PayPal, unveiled his latest invention, but it's not a vehicle. He had, this is funny, released a track on Friday on SoundCloud that had a lot of people wondering if it was a joke. He's been hyping up the track since last week, posting studio snaps on Twitter, as well as the lyrics. Don't doubt your vibe because it's true. Don't doubt your vibe because it's you. He's proudly claimed to write that, and now he's performing it himself.
I mean, there's not much vocal work in it, but...
No, but this is it.
Yep.
Don't doubt your vibe. This is... the release is called Rest in Peace, Harambe. What is that?
That was apparently a track that he released in 2016. So I guess this isn't his first foray into electronic music.
Should probably be his last.
I agree.
How does it sound? I don't know how much of this we want to listen.
I mean, maybe it'll get some club play, but...
All right, there it is, folks. Elon Musk on the DJV program, 28 after.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I'd say, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's top.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's amazing. I mean, it really is amazing. I mean, just to be here, it's surreal.
That's the winning Super Bowl 54 quarterback and the game's MVP, the Kansas City Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes, after his side beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 to take the NFL crown.
Didn't play them like in the third quarter, but the guys believed in me, gave me confidence. We kept fighting, and we found ways to win it in the end.
The impeachment trial against President Trump is ending this week, with closing arguments scheduled for today, and then a vote that's expected to acquit him on both articles of impeachment on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the president says the impeachment process has been unfair to both him and his family, saying in a pre-Super Bowl interview on Fox, it's something that should never happen to another president ever again. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. Visit exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Listen live, take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Four and change at the hour here on today's DJV program, Monday, February the 3rd, day after Groundhog Day. Going to have a shortened winter, which is A-OK, according to him anyway. Jennifer is out today, but Victoria's here, and so is Kara. And we're talking about the forces of good, if you will. And here's one. This is a this is radio at its best. I grew up in the era of radio. I guess I may have contributed in no small part to it, and I say that admittedly without have, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back here, but I think that there are a lot of things that have come out of my era in the 70s and 80s when talk radio really started to be very effective at muckraking and looking at problems and fixing problems. And there is still a lot of that around now, even though so much of what's on the radio is political. There are still examples, and I use a fellow that has a sort of locally syndicated show in South Carolina. No, Georgia. Georgia. It's called The Burt Show. And he, last week, took on something. You know, I was talking about the diaper thing earlier. You know, I get into causes and I talk about them, and I think it's important to support certain things, important for people to know how I feel and Victoria feels and Kara and Jennifer feel about a lot of these things. Well, there was a bill introduced recently into the Georgia state legislature known as Charlotte's Law, and it was a focus on unfair breast pumping practices for working mothers. Under this bill, businesses have to allow mothers who breast pump a break to pump during the workday, as well as mandating that breast pumping mothers be provided a room, not the bathroom, in which to pump. The bill states employers are not allowed to discriminate against or retaliate in any way on employees who breast pump. The bill was introduced into the Senate, and one of the people that listened to this show, The Burt Show, was responsible. Her name has been withheld because of privacy concerns, as you can imagine. She called the program, and she told her story and of the help that she needed because she hadn't been allowed to breast pump during the time when she was working, but the baby was home. And, you know, that's the way a lot of mothers, if they have people, maybe the husbands say, I know a lot of couples, husbands are home in the daytime, they work at night, wife works in the daytime, she's home at night, but they have to have food for the baby, so they use a breast pump to supply what's needed during the course of the day. And because this was apparently, when she called the radio program, she explained that she worked because she had a hands-free pump. I don't know what that means. What is it? You wear it under your clothing and you pump. Is that what happens? Do you know, ladies? I don't know what. I guess that's.
Kara is the expert here, because of her two sisters. I do not know anything about that.
Do they have a hands-free pump that they've used, Kara, when they had babies?
I don't think they have a hands-free one, but I don't know. I haven't actually been in the room when they're pumping.
Well, anyway, what happened, this lady explained on the air that her new boss, a man, would not allow her to, I know how this, I mean, I'm sort of using the same terms they use when milk a cow. There's an express thing that happens when the cow is first.
Yeah, that's what they call it. You express the milk.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Anyway, so that this boss told her that she couldn't do it anymore because it affected her work. And she said on the air, there was no way for him to prove that I was not able to do my work, but he wanted to make sure that I wasn't pumping. Anyway, this I would think this would be an HR issue up there.
Yeah, it's so funny because it's like when you have something like that, people are like, oh, you spent 15 minutes doing this.
Smoke all the time.
Yeah.
You want smoking breaks all the time.
What, are you going to go and look at everyone else and see how much time they're spending on Facebook or watching YouTube videos or something like that? I mean, everyone is wasting that much time. It's like at least that person is doing something useful, and she's not going to be able to concentrate on work anyway if her, you know, boobs are in a ton of pain because she hasn't express milk.
Right. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And some guy wouldn't know, speaking about boobs, guy who didn't.
And it's so hard anyway, because it's like, okay, either you have to go to the bathroom and then it's kind of gross and uncomfortable to sit in a stall and do that, or you have to find somewhere private, or like my sister works at Johns Hopkins, and they have some of these rooms now that are specifically for nursing, but there are three on the campus, and so it takes her 15 minutes to walk over there, then you have to do it, and then you have to walk back again. And so in that time, it's just like a complete waste of time, and it's not their fault that they have to walk all that way to get there. It's just, I don't know, something needs to be done, and I can't imagine why it's taken this long, because women have been breastfeeding they're, you know, for all of history. So
there's a further extension. I mean, I tip my hat to this guy. They've gotten a bill because of the support of this radio program, and that's the only place where this has been aired, so the guy can take credit for it. Because of this, the lawyers have been on the air with the fellow that runs this show, and they explained very coherently what was going on, and so they got a hold of a state senator, or a state senator was listening to the program, and that was how the bill got introduced, and apparently it's going to be passed. So, but you think about it, let's extend this out a little bit, shall we? To working mothers in general. Many working mothers work because they want to. Many working mothers work because they have to. There are financial needs now. And so parents are struggling to sort of balance between their needs and their children's needs. And the struggle, is that the right word? I don't know whether it's right or wrong. A lot of people take pride in having in their family mother staying home and raising the children. And that's great. If it works for you, super. But to be judgmental, and that's kind of where I'm coming from, that the breastfeeding thing is very judgmental. And a lot of other people who seem to have something to say about women who work, although it's so common now, you'd think that'd be by the boards, but it really isn't. I was talking about being in this party the other night and hearing some of the people, older folks, admittedly, who look upon some, in some circumstances, they look down on women who are working. And I just don't see that. I thought that was long gone, but apparently.
I don't even understand that.
I'm going to turn it around. How many women do the two of you know who work because they either want to or they have to? If you think about the women you know who
are
working.
Well, it's both.
What's it? But is it equal, do you think?
Well, if you're asking, equal? Do I know women who are independently wealthy and they're just choosing to work?
Well, I am wealthy, but able to not work, you know. Well, that's the point. That's what I'm trying to get at. There's a lot of anxiety with women who have to go to work because they feel like they need to be home when their children need them. So I know there's a ton of the people that I know who are that age. There's a lot of, and that was the conversation I was having with this young woman who was probably 30, 31, who had a child, and she was working, and we were talking about that. And other parents who have sadness and anxiety about separating themselves from its, you know, when you first send a child off to school, there's a separation anxiety that goes with it. I mean, there are all kinds of separation anxieties. I think, speaking as a father, as children go along, it's harder on you as a parent, believe me, than it is on the children. But, you know, there's that. There are a lot of things to deal with, and I think we so try to simplify things because of, I don't know, maybe social media, whatever it is, that tends to get in the way of choices that we either make because we have to or because we want to. And the conflicts that it causes sometimes internally and sometimes it's external. But I just think that people need to follow their own path, their own heart, and not worry about what everybody else thinks. There's way too much of that, I think, in our society today. Way too much judging of how people are raising their children, how they're living their lives. Mind your own damn business. What's the old expression? People who live in glass houses shouldn't be throwing stones. We all live in a glass house. None of us are perfect. We've all screwed up. We've all made mistakes. Sometimes you get caught and sometimes you don't. But you know yourself what you're up to, what you're capable of, and what you want out of your life. So why should you feel responsible to somebody else with the choices that you make for your life? I think it's absurd, frankly. There's so many other things to worry about.
The thing that I find bizarre, and maybe Kara's sisters could probably speak to this as young moms, but there's so much mom shaming in the world. And
yeah.
I read
about
it all the
time.
That's
kind of what I'm talking about here, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't that what I'm talking about, in a sense?
It's crazy, and it's coming from other women. I mean, there are plenty of men who, you know, make comments and stuff, but a lot of the mom-shaming stuff, it's all coming from other women. And I just don't understand it. If a celebrity, I mean, look at the Meghan Markle thing. This is probably the most recent, biggest example. Every single time she's photographed, which is paparazzi with long lenses spying on her, every time she's photographed holding her baby, everybody makes a comment, oh, she's not holding her baby the right way, the baby's in danger, and the baby's in, like, one of those baby Bjorn things, and everybody, everyone makes a big comment because he looks like he's tilted or whatever, but people just are shaming her for not holding her child the right way. Every mom holds a baby differently. It's crazy. And it's, and people, like, I mean, it blows up all over the internet, and it becomes, like, this huge international story. Meghan Markle doesn't know how to hold her baby properly, you know? And it's just a bunch of moms just mom-shaming her.
Yeah.
And a lot of celebrities go through that.
Anyone who's ever held a baby is holding the baby whatever way will make them stop crying, whatever makes them happy. So if she's holding her baby like that, and he's sleeping, or he's not crying, and he seems happy, then it's fine. I don't know. People need to chill out.
They really,
about
you.
Literally everything. Yeah, that's my motto really for today. People need to chill out.
Mind your own damn business. Good God. And now there's one other thing that's going on here that I do think is worthy of our attention, because it is the kind of business we should stick our nose into, and that's the fate of Larry Nassar, or at least what has happened to the people of 500-some-odd. So I remember this guy.
Yeah.
He was the team doctor for the gymnastics and the USA gymnastics team, and also Michigan State. He's serving probably a life sentence for his sexual assault charges, possession of child porn, that kind of stuff. The USA gymnastics team offering $215 million. It's got to be insurance money, because I can't imagine they got that kind of cash sitting around, but the lawsuits that have been against them, they knew what was going on, and they turned a blind eye. As did Michigan State. They knew what the hell was going on. They turned a blind eye to it. I think that wasn't USA Gymnastics in bankruptcy because of this? If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know if they went bankrupt, but maybe they did. They certainly had a lot of
The U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Indiana says this plan was filed by them. They'll be asked to... the survivors will be asked to vote on whether to accept the offer or choose to continue negotiations. I think that under the circumstances, they probably ought to take what they can get if the company's in bankruptcy. But see, that's a get. Again, these outfits go into bankruptcy to save themselves. Look at what PG&E did in California. How many times? Every time they get sued, they go into bankruptcy. To save themselves having to pay more. It's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Michigan State's paid out $500 million to settle the lawsuits of the 333 survivors of this bastard's handiwork. Good God. Ay. Okay. Let's handle something else. This is my word to you, the word to the wise. The word is a noun. Calitren is a noun. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It refers to a company that is now and has been for 20-some-odd years the premier way to lose weight. They offer you a service. They offer you a product. It's so valuable because it works. And now a lot of people on Valentine's Day, I was thinking about this the other day, how many people we have, we're talking about doing spots for MyPillow, because a lot of people want these sheets that they have over there for women for Valentine's Day. And I don't know whether if you give somebody this sort of thing, is that a bad message? Are you telling me I'm fat? Maybe this is something you got to take care of on your own, I guess, huh?
I wouldn't want it for Valentine's Day, if that's what your question is.
Maybe not.
I think we can figure that one out on our own.
Okay. Anyway, but I use Valentine's Day because when we started talking about this at Thanksgiving, you know, the holidays kind of go through Valentine's Day with people eating lots of sweets and things. So you need to have weight loss as a focus. You want it. Here's the way to get it. Calitren. No drugs, no stimulants. Guaranteed to work. 86% success rate. Go to calitren.com, order a 4 or 5 month supply, or just buy the bottles, get $10 discount using the DJV code, and a free bottle after you buy three. So get on the program. Stay on at least 4 months. 6 months is the optimum, because your body will get sort of tuned up to losing the weight. And the addition of collagen starts your body producing that again, the aloe vera that's in it. It's really a fabulous way to lose weight. I'm a success story. You can be as well. That's calitren.com, the code DJV for the best deals. 10 before the hour here on today's DJV program.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is the story of Rudy Giuliani's life. The music from Rudy. I know that's not the case, but I thought it'd be cute. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on this Monday, the 3rd of February, to go over what happened at the box office over the weekend, some of the movie standouts, and movie news in general. So, why the music from Rudy? Tell us about Rudy. I don't know, I don't even remember this, Chucker.
I figured I'd play some football music due to the Super Bowl yesterday. Okay. I think of all of sports movies and football movies, it's one of the best, I thought, in the 1990s.
Really?
Sean Astin as Rudy Rudiger, a guy who applied to Notre Dame, wanted to play football, was a little bit undersized, and got a chance to get on the field in the very last game of his college career. David Aspar did two sports movies. This is a guy who directed and wrote, I think, four films, two of the best sports movies of all time, Rudy and then Hoosiers. That was a great score.
That's,
I love
really
that
good
film.
Movie. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, yes.
Really good movie.
Yeah. So we got a lot of material here today. I see that Lin-Manuel Miranda says that there's going to be a Hamilton movie. Now, how will that be? He's going to be in the movie playing Alexander Hamilton.
As I have no idea.
Yeah, they filmed it before, while the original cast was still on Broadway. They filmed it, and so
I think they sold it for like $50 million, just a simple filming of the Broadway play to release it into theaters. That's what
so
I heard about a year ago.
So it's the same price as tickets, is what you're saying?
Really?
No, it's a joke. Hamilton tickets are incredibly expensive.
Right. Well, it says in the release that it will be, quote, an exact replica of the Broadway production, including an intermission. So it was taken from the Broadway show. So all it is basically video of a Broadway show. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what I heard originally. I don't know if there's a change of plans, but obviously that property is worth a fortune, and it's still going very, very strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, so we got that taken care of. What did you see over the weekend of anything?
I did not see a film. I watched the Super Bowl yesterday, and I watched some of the trailers that released. I still debate in my mind, is it really worth spending $5.6 million for a 30-second coming attraction trailer? When they released most of the stuff 2 days before the Super Bowl, I mean, Fast and Furious 9, there's a three-minute trailer released 2 days ago, and then yesterday on the telecast, they do a 30-second spot. I just don't see how that's cost-effective, but
for the first time I was aware of 9 because of some show that I saw, and I'm trying to remember what it was. Whether it was on the plane coming back here last Thursday or if I saw it on TV, it was an anecdotal reference to the life of Paul Walker, and the whole show was paying tribute to him. And it was a promotional thing for, it had Helen Mirren in it, for what they call F9. That's what the new movie's called, right? F or F and F 9?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Which stands for Fast, or Fast 9, I think, for Fast and Furious. These are the movies they ran trailers to during this, I don't know if I have all of them, Fast and Furious 9, Disney's Mulan, Maverick with Tom Cruise, Quiet Place 2, and I know they did Black Widow, which is a Disney Marvel movie, and the new James Bond movie. I guess for some of these it's worth it because it does create a lot of day after buzz, and then it amplifies the scope of these films. But I still say for $5.6 million, there's so many different areas you could throw it into than just...
I guess it's good you're not making those decisions then, Chucker, under the circumstances.
Yeah, I will say one thing. Some of those commercials were pretty creative. The commercials itself, I thought some of them were pretty creative. And in terms of the game, that was a very bizarre game. Because I'm a big football fan, and I know this, I'm going veering off into my entertainment segment, but I'd have to say San Francisco pretty much choked that one up in the last quarter.
And the fans are not happy about it, by the way, is another side of the times. All right, what else? Let's talk about box office totals from the weekend.
Bad Boys for Life, number 3 for the third straight weekend. This is good for Will Smith.
Number 3 or number 1?
Number 1. Third weekend in a row, number 1. $148 million in 3 weeks. 1917, which is now the odds-on favorite to win the Oscar for Best Picture, 9.6. So it's very solid $119 million. Doolittle, 7.7, $55 million in 3 weeks. Gretel and Hansel, a horror film, $6 million opening. And The Gentleman, $6 million. And The Rhythm Section, which is a assassin-type movie with Blake Lively, 3,000 screens, just $2.8 million opening. The studio dumped that. No marketing. They just knew it wasn't going to do very well. So, in all fairness, that's
what about that other one about the recipient of the medal that came out opened wide this weekend with all those big stars?
Which one? I don't think it opened wide, Doug. I still think it's limited. It didn't make the top 10. It's still limited.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.